This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a great Friday morning already, I can tell.
Yes.
Hancock and Kelly with us on the Chris and Amy show. Hello. 314-436-7900. Leave us voice messages, would you? Odyssey app, super cool and simple. Put the app on your phone, record messages, listen to the show, listen to podcasts, listen to Cardinals baseball. It's awesome, man, and it's totally free. Also, we're streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You can look at Michael Kelly and John Hancock if you want to.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you something about St. Louis. They have really done it. But we still have a lot to do with our Red Cross push. We have raised over $170,000, getting close to $180,000.
Unbelievable.
And this is just over 24 hours.
We have to hit $200,000 before the show is over. And I know you guys can do it. Well, no, but St. Louis is showing up.
Started at $50,000.
John, we reserve the right to move the goalposts.
Yes. That's exactly right.
So, KMOX.com/Red Cross.
But do you deliver on your promises? Like, are you going to dress up like the Pope?
Well, no, somebody might be mad.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We want to, in all sensitivity.
Somebody got real mad
about that?
Somebody didn't deserve to be mad about it, got mad about it.
Because it was, again, we were very respectful because we were talking about how that's a thing at White Sox, for the White Sox right now, right? They're very excited.
People are showing up.
But anyway, in an abundance of caution.
In an
abundance of caution, we're not
going to
do it.
So as to not offend one lady with no sense of humor.
We want to be sensitive. And
I didn't even hear it for herself.
If you're not at Guaranteed Rate Field, it's probably hard to understand why people are dressing as the Pope. But they're very excited about it. At any rate, it's Memorial Day weekend. You're never going to believe what AAA is calling for.
The most traveled day in history
record,
or something?
Record travel.
How about
when
it?
When was the last time?
How do they know that?
That's right. John. I think this is what they do. They go, more people are born this year, so I guess more people than ever will be traveling. I think that's what, because every holiday is record travel.
Cardinals and Diamondbacks get started
AAA.
Tonight. They get started tonight in a series at Busch Stadium. So that's it. We got Hancock and Kelly here.
Trivia question for you.
Okay. Yep.
A Cardinal and a Diamondback won the Cy Young Award in back-to-back years. Name them.
Randy Johnson and...
Carpenter?
Chris Carpenter.
Carpenter is correct.
But Randy Johnson is not. Was it Curt Schilling?
Brandon Webb.
Brandon 05
and 06. Carpenter and Brandon Webb won the Cy Young Awards.
Brandon Webb.
Yeah.
I forgot about Brandon
Webb. Brandon Webb is a real forgettable Cy Young winner.
Yes, he is.
Holy.
I've never heard of him.
I have a
well,
hard.
You said you forgot about him, and then you said, "Never mind, never heard of him."
He won the Cy Young Award.
I feel like less of a human when I sit with you because in the mornings when you're playing these games and you play MLB games,
yeah,
And he knows, I like have a hard time recalling the names of my nieces and nephews. And yeah. John can tell me about some obscure pitcher that came from Venezuela that played in, you know, Arizona. You know, and you're just like, what?
And you I know don't think this Brandon stuff. Webb's from Venezuela.
He is not from Venezuela.
No, he does. But he also, him. John also knows all about, like, Colonel Sanders.
Who?
Like, the Kentucky Fried Chicken
the chicken
guy.
Dude?
Oh, yeah.
Who How do you did know him? Not, who did not fight in the Civil War, as it turns out.
No. Harlan. See, he was not a colonel either. Well, he was named it. So you can name a colonel if you're the governor of Kentucky.
Wait,
and
what?
They could just declare
what?
You a colonel?
Well, so can the governor of Missouri. Can name honorary colonels.
Why?
What?
Well, it's like, just, what's the
wait,
purpose of
that?
Wait,
could he be Colonel Kehoe?
Hey, I could be a colonel.
Why wouldn't you be?
Why wouldn't
wait
you?
Wait a minute. I could be.
It's like being a captain
Mike Kehoe
of an airplane.
Could name me a colonel.
Well, he likes you, right?
Do you have to
supposedly.
Do something noteworthy?
He's John Hancock.
I mean, look what I've done here.
Yeah.
maybe this should
would
be
you
our
be
goal.
One of those people that runs around and refers to yourself as colonel?
Oh,
if you
yeah.
became one?
Yeah. I'd get a cane. I'd do the whole thing, man.
Colonel
and,
Hancock. That would be so
colonel
nice.
Colonel Hancock.
Wow. What makes Secretary of State feel like nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing compared to that.
Yes.
If you are named a colonel, are we required, you know,
yes.
even though we have to call you colonel?
Yes.
You don't
is
have
it like
to
you,
call
is
you.
It like you being a doctor?
It's like Roger Brand being a captain. You know, yes, you have to call me colonel.
Do we have to salute you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Do real army people have to salute you?
Well, if you're the colonel, yeah.
But
mean,
you're a guy who's a certified deal. To be a minister. Why would you want to go by the title of colonel
I
rather than the reverend?
The reverend colonel Hancock.
Oh,
that's too much.
Well, that's too here we are.
See, and I think
this is a great day.
You'll never even think about losing Secretary of State twice.
All of this is happening on date night for me, which is, you know, what a great
oh,
day.
Oh, tonight's the, what
tonight
that's
is
a,
date
that,
night.
What does, get, well, George Ann is not going to be able to keep her hands off you.
What's your date night like?
Buddy, I can't tell you on the radio here.
Okay.
But his brother, his father-in-law won't be there.
Yeah. we got the house to ourselves tonight.
Oh, my. I think that was talk for behind the wall. But he is, he has put a lot of time and thought into this. I've heard him talk over the week because we've gotten to spend time together.
He's been making
sure
a lot
what's
of water.
Going on in your life.
I think
he told
have.
Me what his night was, and I thought, you know what, buddy, good for you. That sounds
gonna,
like a really fun
think we're
night.
We're going to ignite the fire pit in the patio tonight.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know which fire pit.
I think you really need to keep it indoors, to be honest.
I don't know, man. There's something about that flame, you know?
John,
it's going to be in the 50s
you
tonight.
You need to give George Ann, give George Ann her.
With that music.
Second
there?
Glass of wine.
Yes.
And then drop the Reverend Colonel honor.
Oh.
You still got that polyester white suit you used to go up to
Buddy,
Northwest Plaza?
Buddy, it's hanging in the closet. I've also got my Taekwondo outfit from when Johnny was five. There's nothing like seeing me in all those white,
dude,
those white pants and a little
Please
white.
Can you imagine John Hancock strolling down the street to this music in a white?
What kind of role playing are they doing?
I took Junior. This would have been 25 years ago. I took Junior to Taekwondo.
I'm surprised you don't have more kids.
Master, yeah.
Oh my God.
Master Roe, and he, Master R H O. And Johnny's taking Taekwondo, and I show up there, and he says, Johnny.
Wait, is this the scenario?
Huh? Yeah, this
no,
is how
no,
I got
this.
No, this is a true story.
Oh,
I've
this
heard
a true
this
story.
One
okay,
before.
Okay, so, this isn't a role play.
Are you going to do the accents?
No.
No,
so
don't
he
do
says,
that.
He says to my son, he says, Taekwondo is a very good father-son activity. He said, little boy, would you like your father to come to class? And Johnny said, yeah. So, you know, uniform. So they get me the pants and so you get in there and I don't know what's going to happen. And so the guy comes in, the instructor, and he says, everybody on your back and do 50 sit-ups. And they're counting in Korean. Hata, huta, hita, hata, huta. And I'm like, two, three. It was awful. Now roll over, do 50 push-ups. And they're hata, hita, huta, hata, and I'm like, seven. So, and then, yeah, you're going through all these little dance maneuvers and stuff, and then you've got to pair off with somebody. And I couldn't pair off with my son because we're not the same height. So was paired off with a woman who probably her husband had been cheating on her for, and she proceeded to beat the tar out of me. I mean, just beat the crap out of me, and so that was the end of Taekwondo.
Did you get the merit badge?
We broke the wood. Johnny and I both pushed. We got the I believe it was the yellow belt.
Oh, the yellow belt.
The yellow
belt. Is that one above belt?
That's white?
White belt is the first one, right?
We got the white belt.
That's what they give you to hold your pants up.
So I think yellow is the first progression, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be.
I think it is.
I think it is.
I think Taekwondo class was kind of like when he signed up for the gym. He went one time.
Yeah, that
and
was
intended
tough,
to
man.
Show up the next week.
I hope I never run into this woman in a dark alley. She was tough, man.
Wow.
Oh,
are the wood awful. The wood they make you crack? Is it pre-cut to make it easier for you to get through the wood?
It would have to be.
Yeah.
Was it MDF or was it a 2x4?
Is it
MDF? Isn't that what the pressed wood
is called?
I don't
know what MDF means.
MDF.
What's the pressed wood called?
I've texted something similar.
MDF.
No, this was genuine wood.
It was plywood. I mean,
this was genuine. Yeah, it was like plywood.
Okay.
Yeah, and you just pop with your palm. You put the palm right through.
Did it hurt?
Medium density fiberboard. MDF. That's like the most construction knowledge I've ever.
Impressive.
Thank
Amy.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
I'm impressed. Wow. I've never heard of MDF.
Well, you added a lot to that story.
Wow.
No,
boy, he just went right for your throat there.
I made a political observation earlier this morning, and Michael goes, "Oh, astute observation, Amy."
Well, I think John said something
I said something was illegal, and you're like, "Ooh."
I'm like,
duh.
"Well, yeah, that's an astute observation because it was blatantly illegal." Doesn't seem to matter though what's illegal anymore, does it?
Who knows?
Killed a guy in public. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
That was essentially the observation.
You're allowed to.
Astute observation, Amy.
Oh, poor Amy.
I think Amy's pretty smart.
I think I do too. Yeah. I think I may have been reading something at the time, and I heard her just say it, so I wanted to be a part of the conversation.
No. If you were reading something, you didn't hear her say anything, because when you're reading something, it's amazing. I will have an entire conversation with this man.
Really?
And he doesn't hear a word I say because he's buried in his phone there. And
what'd you say?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, he's focused.
I can do like four things at once.
Well, so are you multitasking or are you scatterbrained?
Both.
How can you multitask but you can't drive?
Well,
because, multitasking does take some suave and ability. Driving, you know, you have to multitask. You can't do that.
I'm a, reasonably decent
When you go
driver.
Out on a date with your wife for date night,
yeah.
Does she drive?
Oh, yeah, she drives.
To the date?
Yeah. Yeah, she's driving.
I love it. Does she open? She come over and open the door for
me?
No.
I'm going to open the door for her tonight.
Honey, let's go out.
The driver's
Will you
side?
Take me to dinner, sweetheart?
No.
You're going to open the
she door. She gets car sick when I drive.
Yeah.
That's a turnoff.
He's a bad driver, right?
You don't want to be
nauseated. You said that, Michael.
I'm not as bad as people think I am.
That is not what your car says.
I think what John is John's in his world when he's driving a car. And he has strong feelings and thoughts about what he's going to do. Like, I'm going to pull into this parking spot and, and the garage is wide open and he hits it and he says, "See what I just did there, Kelly? I told you I was going to make this parking spot." Well, it's an empty lot.
Yeah. A poorly, poorly, poorly aligned lot in this parking lot.
Very faint, the lines
are. It's very faint. You can't see the darn thing. Mm-hmm. And so you can't blame a guy for.
But
is
it a bit emasculating here? You're going to take your wife out on a special date and she's going to drive you? What is her dad going to bring you home?
Maybe.
Yeah. Because, what the heck?
No, it's the way it's supposed to be.
Listen, Michael, you get a lot of leeway when you're the Reverend Colonel Hancock.
Thank you.
Colonel.
So is your stepfather having a sleepover somewhere else, or what's going on?
He's
going
to be at his house tonight with his grandson.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
So it'll be father-in-law, not stepfather.
Father-in-law, yes. That's what I meant.
I don't have a stepfather.
Ron doesn't know how, what I mean. He doesn't know what happens when
By the way, the shirt I'm wearing today.
It's Cardinal shirt.
It was a gift that I gave my father. 20 years ago for Christmas.
Wait, you're wearing a shirt you gave your dad?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Every time I wear it, I think about it.
You going to the ball game tonight?
I'm not. No. It's date night.
Oh, by
that's
way.
Right.
Date night, Ron.
You should take her to the game.
And we're not going to. I'm not even going to watch the game tonight.
Yeah, boy.
How about that?
I know
have a fire on the patio.
Hey.
A fire somewhere.
I know what you're going to do tonight. Mm-hmm.
On the patio.
You're going to pass out by 7. Of course you're not going to watch the game. You'll be asleep by then. 7:15, first pitch. Hancock and Kelly with us. It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cock and Kelly.
I loved this show.
Really?
When it was on
Batman?
Like 3 or 3:30, it was Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Saved by the Bell. I just remember this was like the 1 year I went to school, first grade, kindergarten, first grade.
Man,
and
you're young.
And I would watch this in first grade. We'd come home. And yeah, I don't remember the order, but it was Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Saved by the Bell. Oh man, those were the days.
Saw very young. Any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle
nor
thing
did
in my
I.
life. Nothing.
Nor did I. Wouldn't know one if
really?
I saw one.
You would have been.
Oh,
I've been
around that age. I didn't watch that. I didn't watch. I was weird, I guess. Maybe I had sisters, right?
You had
He-Man. I wasn't. I didn't watch.
Did you watch
that.
He-Man?
No.
But did you? Ron, you had the animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right?
Yeah, of course. Like I was of the age.
Did you guys have Ultraman?
Ultraman, no,
that was
like
before.
A church guy.
No,
Ultraman.
My dad talks about it all the time. He loved
Ultraman
the
was
shows.
A science
yes.
fiction thing.
Johnny Sacco and the flying robot.
Robot, yeah.
Wait.
Speed Racer,
but not like
this guy.
Boy.
Can we just take a second and honor
the old soul?
Yeah, Peach over here. Well, I mean, he is. I mean, what are you, 22 years old?
25. And,
yeah, whatever it is.
Allegedly.
But you could be 60.
I don't watch them, but my dad watches them. Maybe I'll occasionally sit in with a few of the episodes. But yeah, he knows all about Ultraman. We got him the Ultraman box set for his birthday.
Really?
Oh, very nicely done.
It looks very tacky.
Is it Ultraman?
Ultraman.
I've never
He had a little light bulb on his chest, and when his energy was draining, it would start flashing.
Wait, that's like Iron Man.
And he would, so he'd be fighting the evil people, and his little light
his flux
was
capacitor
flashing.
Would go.
Yeah,
out.
His light was flashing, and you gotta, you know, you're rooting for him to kick the guy's butt, you know, before his light goes out. So,
what? How did he recharge?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure there was a system in place.
He just took a nap.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a regular guy. In fact, it was a Japanese cast, except the guy who played Ultraman was American, and it was.
Wow. Huh. I was too busy watching Days of Our Lives.
Oh.
Five sisters, we would come home from school every day.
Oh.
And I mean, they recorded on the same VHS tape. Yeah. Remember those? Yes. So much that the quality of the film got bad.
Right. Got grainy.
But I can tell you all about John Black and Hope and
I met Deidre Hall once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Marlena.
Marlena.
Who was it?
I think she thought I was pretty fun.
Who was it that tried to pick you up?
The lady from
the Partridge Family.
No.
What?
Yeah. The Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch lady.
Yeah.
Florence Henderson?
Yes.
You should read some stuff about Florence. She tried to pick him up. She was fun back in.
She tried to pick you up?
I think she did. Yeah, I don't think I was unique.
Wait, I don't think I was unique.
Didn't she have a thing with Greg Brady?
She did, but she's known. You should Google.
She was promiscuous. She was.
I didn't say that.
Well, Well, she was flirting with you.
Yes.
Well, thank you. So, she was stooping down.
You're in a bar, right? You're in a bar.
I'm trying to remember this one. Go ahead.
The story I heard from you is that you're at a bar and he's sitting next to somebody and she's flirting with him. Yes.
Here in town.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. I've met her.
Yeah. And
yeah.
So
it was lovely.
Was she like complimenting your curly hair? Did you like your hair?
No, she was having a drink. Yeah, I don't remember the conversation.
And then she saw you, that tall drink of water over there?
Yeah. Boy, I have told all my stories on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the best story ever, Chris tried to pull it off, but I was traveling to New York once a week,
is the best story.
This is truly the best story ever.
Ever.
I was traveling to New York once a week, and when I was up there, I'd have all of Sunday to do kind of whatever I wanted. So there's this thing called the Red Box store up in New York. So every week I'd go up and get the Red Box and you go see a Broadway show. That's the backdrop. Flying from St. Louis to New York on a plane. I'm sitting in first class because I had traveled a lot. I got upgraded. And I'm telling you, one of the most beautiful redhead comes and sits next to me. She's got this curly hair. She's got this white, she's this very pale skin. She's beautiful. And I don't want to be that dirtball on the plane that's going to be like, hey, howdy, what's up? You know, so I sit there quiet the whole time. She leaves. We nod at each other. I never have a conversation with her.
We land at LaGuardia.
And when LaGuardia was a bad airport, so she's getting her bag off. I pull her bag off. We go about our separate ways. We kind of make a connection, right?
You pull her bag off.
That night I go to see Moving Out, which is the Billy Joel show. I remember this night.
Sitting in the front row he is.
Yes, and I wind up sitting in the front row because I got a single ticket. I'm telling you, as the show starts, the girl that was sitting next to me is dancing in the show.
She's dancing in the show. Oh. He pulled her bag off the cart, and she's dancing in the show.
End of the show, she comes out. She comes to do the bow.
She
literally bows in front of me and says, stay right there.
She says.
Now we have a connection. She's from St. Louis, blah, blah, blah. She takes me to this place right off of Broadway where the shows are. There's all these houses, you know, row houses that you go in, but they're like speakeasies for the Broadway folks that work on Broadway.
She takes him to a speakeasy.
Oh, so I wound up hanging out with her for
It was
a lovely time. We had but we tried to connect with her. Chris Myhill, the old PJ, tried to connect with her, and I don't think she wanted to participate.
She did not want to take that little stroll down memory lane.
But, I mean, it was my ultimate
story.
Wait,
hold on a second.
Yeah, right?
So you hung out with her all night, and that was
that
the
weekend,
end of it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
the weekend?
Remember, this is before the communication devices we have now. It's not like we were texting. There was no such thing as
name?
Texting.
Do you know her name?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I do know her name.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to look her up in a minute.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Isn't that the greatest story ever?
Phone number?
I got an email where Chris pulled all the stuff together. She's from St. Louis. She's married and has kids now, and I don't even think she's on Broadway anymore.
Oh, well, never mind.
She's probably a grandma by now.
It was the best, though.
But
it was just so crazy because I will never forget the boy talk in my head where I'm like, oh, my God, this beautiful girl's going to sit next to me. I'm not going to be that dude. Now I wish I would have spent the whole time talking to her on the flight to New York.
Well, if you had done that, she probably wouldn't have come back.
Then maybe the universe wouldn't have put me there.
You are an acquired taste.
What? I loved him right away. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's not helping his case any.
Oh, well, I'm a good judge of character.
All right, are we done yet?
Why do you have to go to the bathroom?
All right, fine.
You got to go to the bathroom, big boy.
That is something.
Uh-huh. Hancock and Kelly with Chris and Amy on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Michael Kelly and
Florence Henderson.
They had a thing.
They didn't really have a thing.
No. There was a vibe.
There was a vibe. The same space, and we had a.
There was a connection.
She was enchanted.
She's flirty.
She was enchanted by Michael Kelly.
She was flirty.
You know,
but I don't think that was a unique thing that she would be flirty.
I know a guy pretty well. Rest in peace. Who had a thing, like an actual thing, with Barbara Eden back in the day.
Really?
Yeah. What?
With Jeannie.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I got a friend.
This was decades ago.
Would have to have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a friend who has a slight humble brag, but it did not come as a humble brag.
Yeah.
I'm at his house one night, and he's telling me about college and stuff, and he starts showing me pictures, and I'm looking at this girl that's in these pictures, all these pictures with him. And it's Heather Locklear.
Oh, yeah.
He dated Heather Locklear for a year when she was in college. And I was like, well, how about that, so-and-so? You all know him. And isn't that cool? And he was like, yeah, we didn't get along, so didn't stick with it.
Hmm.
She winds up becoming this big celebrity, and Heather Locklear.
Yeah, a lot of problems, though. A lot of problems with Heather Locklear.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, she's had a...
Like,
yeah.
Problems?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't she married to Charlie Sheen?
I don't know.
I thought it was a musician. Maybe it's both.
I don't know.
Tommy Lee and Richie Sambora.
Who?
Okay.
Tommy Lee and Richie Sambora. Oh.
Richie Sambora, he's the Bon Jovi guy.
Yeah.
Oh. And Tommy Lee, he's the Motley Crue guy.
Yeah.
So she likes the rockers.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
My grandma liked John Bon Jovi. It was so weird. She was like on oxygen in a nursing home and she's like, that guy's hot.
Isn't it weird when you find out that...
You don't want to hear stories about
yeah, your parents or your grandparents acknowledging that others are attractive.
Your parents weren't celibate,
Ronge.
Not my parents.
I understand, but that's a hard pill to swallow when you're younger when you hear that. You know, your parents.
I know way too much about my grandparents.
Really?
Way too much.
Oh, you got to tell them your grandpa's story.
Your grandpa's story. I want to hear your grandpa's story.
Which one is that one?
About the return he couldn't make.
Oh. This is my great grandfather.
Your great grandfather.
Great grandfather.
Yeah, you knew your great grandfather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew two of my great grandparents.
Wow.
For a while.
Wow.
I had a great grandmother until I was 24.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did. So, my great grandfather, according to my family, one day comes home and he was, you know, old.
Like he was maybe having a little bit of issues, right?
Yeah, mentally? I think he was. I was too young to understand that, but. Yeah. Apparently, he came to the house and he had bought a box of prophylactics. And he brought them home And she's like, what do you think is going to happen with this? You know?
A box. So,
well, you know, like whatever you get, right? So he brought them home thinking, hey, right?
Right.
And so she says, absolutely not. So they go back to Walgreens together to return them.
She made the man.
They were very tight with the money.
Yeah.
So they returned.
A box.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
How long ago was this? When did the condom even get invented?
It had to have been 80s.
When
did the condom even get invented where it became something you could go pick up in a store like that?
They used to, a long time ago.
Well, his great-grandparents were old at this point.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, as long as they've been making those gloves that you clean the kitchen with.
Huh. Latex.
Yeah, same thing.
They used to use lambskin. I think.
Oh yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
It's something I associate with like a newer product, but I guess they've been around forever, right?
Yeah. Well, not ever.
Or, you know.
I mean, you got to go back to the, you know, the gloves that you clean the kitchen.
Yeah. And then they thought, wait a second.
Uh-huh. We can make five of those and we can do one.
The rubber gloves?
Yeah.
Well, which one do we know came first? Because either one could have been an aha moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you meant.
I think they sell the most of the thumb.
Yeah, yeah.
Have we gotten fired yet? No, I'm just asking for a friend over here.
Steve's out of the country.
Okay.
Good. Our boss is not in the. Oh, he's not on the mainland. We don't have to worry about him.
Yeah, he's out of the country, so we things have gone off.
436-7900 If you want to weigh in on this weedy topic.
But I will say, while before we pivot, our goal. This is all of a sudden like very real. KMOX.com/redcross
You want to start over?
Yeah, you do.
Why don't you start over?
That was a smooth pivot.
That was, every part of that that could have been mispronounced was mispronounced.
Before
that was incredible.
Dude, she said to me, she goes, don't butcher the throw that you have. Coming up for the traffic. And I was like, oh, thanks, aim for the pressure.
The
and
red
then,
light comes on. He's like, Roger Brandt in the traffic center.
It's KMOX.com/redcross After Amy did it, people are taking money back.
We've raised slightly over $700,000 on that.
Well, no, we have raised.
We want to get to $200,000 before the show's over, so we need you to donate
now. Piece of
cake. It's easy. We're at $180,000 right now.
$180,000.
Approaching
$181,000. I'm
going to
do it again.
And St. Louis has come out huge, man.
Okay.
In the last, 30 hours?
Is the best. St. Louis is the best.
So in conjunction with the Red Cross and Fox 2, we are doing this effort, and we're going to keep doing it.
We got to make the push. Donate now, because all of the money stays local, as Ron mentioned. All of this money that is donated through KMOX.com/Red Cross stays in St. Louis. We want to get to $200,000 by the end of the show. You guys are amazing.
We're going to do it. You've got two members who are employed by both KMOX and Fox 2 sitting right here with you.
Oh, look at you guys.
Yeah.
We're the only ones who
qualify under that category.
Who else is a part of that sponsorship deal? Maybe we can get working for them, too.
Yeah, right. The Red Cross, buddy.
The Red Cross? Yeah. Well, we could take blood.
Well, look, my daughter's FaceTiming me. Thanks for listening.
Robert comments.
Dad's not doing anything right now.
Robert comments on the YouTube stream to Michael. He said, when were condoms invented, says the good Catholic?
Well, by the way, that's the best scene in the history of the world. Where the all things.
The Monty Python.
Yeah, the Monty Python.
You told me about that song. I had never heard that song.
It's all about how he comes home and tells his wife one day the Pope won't let him use a condom. And all of a sudden there's just kids everywhere. And the lady's over washing dishes and there's kids falling out of her. It's funny.
This is the worst.
It's a Monty Python.
It is a Monty Python.
Do you ever watch Monty Python?
Yeah, well, I've seen the movies. I've seen Life of Brian and I've seen Holy Grail.
They're like the original cerebral slapstick to me.
Yeah.
And, and then I guess the Naked Gun's come. Now they're going to do the Naked Gun with Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson, yeah.
Neeson.
Yeah.
Really?
What do you think of that?
I'm interested. I'm interested.
Are you?
Yep.
In a good way?
Yeah. Because he does have a... If you've seen the... what's the show called with Ricky Gervais? Life's Too Short?
Yeah.
I think it's what it's called. And there's this scene where he comes into Ricky Gervais's office, and it's a comedy, and he's talking about how he wants to start doing comedy.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I don't think so. And he's like, let's do some improvisational comedy now. And it's very funny because they all feel threatened, like, all right, right, well, we better do it. And then they're practicing the comedy, and it's really, really funny. So I think there's good potential there. Yeah.
He's just burned into my mind as the guy who, I have a very special skill set.
Yeah.
He's going to play the Leslie Nielsen role.
Yeah, he's going to be the new...
Liam Neeson is going to play Leslie Nielsen.
That's a great point.
Wow.
That's right.
That's something that you don't see every
day. You don't see that every day.
No. Wow.
And I think I may have merged their names when I originally
said
Liam
Neeson. You said Liam Neeson.
Yeah. See what I did? I was two steps ahead of you there.
Yeah. We're a pronunciation disaster.
I know. You know what? I think we all clocked out. I think we Could clocked
be.
Out.
It's Friday.
It's Friday on a holiday weekend.
I mean, I just took a FaceTime call.
Well, and they are calling for more people traveling than ever before this weekend, mostly by car.
I don't believe it.
I believe it if you're out in the middle of Missouri right now. I bet there's a bunch of people on Highway 70 trying to get down to the Lake of the Ozarks.
And it's going to rain,
packed.
They said.
The whole weekend?
They said southwest Missouri is looking a little rough. That's what Total Information AM said this morning.
Hmm.
A lot of rain down in the Ozarks.
That's your answer right there for your...
Yes, exactly.
I feel like we are doing a lot of inside baseball today on the radio.
Well, I don't know what happened here, but it sounds like John almost got Michael in trouble.
Yeah, well, okay. From the looks of things, definitely.
So donate kmox.com/Red Cross and help us in our tornado relief effort.
And we're... We are so grateful for all of the donations, and we're thankful for all of the feedback yesterday. We took in the feedback, and we're moving forward.
Some of the feedback.
So you're not going to do anything then?
I don't think so.
To thank the people
What was the Speedo one?
Oh,
like
let's
you
not
would
do
not,
no,
no,
let's
no, no,
not.
It was if we hit a certain amount, he won't wear a Speedo.
Oh, we went way past that amount.
So I don't think we have anything.
I think it was 100,000. We went way past that.
No, you got to do something.
But aren't people already showing up to the White Sox park dressed as the Pope already?
Well, they are, but we're not gonna take part in that in an abundance of caution. But we were saying because the White Sox were so excited about the Pope being from the South Side, people are doing it. But I guess like you got to be there.
My biggest takeaway is that even the Pope doesn't want to be a Cub fan.
A Cubs fan?
Yeah, he's a White Sox fan. Like he had a choice growing up to be like the Cub fan or the White Sox fan.
But I thought if you were from the South Side, you had to be a White Sox fan.
It's like 95%.
Is that right?
There's always somebody who's who's not following the herd. And it's true on the North Side too.
You know,
a lot of Sox fans up there. Yeah.
If you're not many, huh?
You probably have more Sox fans North Side than you have Cubs fans Southside.
Are the Yankees Mets fans divided by
similar?
The Mets are in the Queens, and the Yankees are in the
different
Bronx.
Boroughs.
Well, I get that, but I always feel like the whole town's a Yankees town. But I like the Mets.
Yeah, a lot of Mets fans.
So does Jerry Seinfeld. He's got a suite.
Speaking of the Mets, isn't he a part owner?
I think he's a part owner.
He might be an investor.
He and Bill Maher, I think, are all.
I love that song. Meet the Mets. Greet the Mets. Step right up.
Lame mascot, though.
The ball. The baseball.
Mr. Met. Ooh. I think Mr. Met is great.
Did you see?
It's like Jack in the Box.
Speaking of mascots, there was like an Atlanta Braves game or something. They were playing Philadelphia. And does Bryce Harper play for Philadelphia?
Philadelphia.
Yes. Okay. So he had his sliding mitt on, and one of the Atlanta Braves broadcasters goes, and, wow, Bryce Harper with an Oscar the Grouch sliding mitt. That's interesting.
And the guy goes,
are you sure that's not the Philly Fanatic? He thought it was Oscar the Grouch.
Ooh. And speaking of Hall of Fame mascots, how about Fred Bird?
How about him? What about him?
Fred
He's in the Hall of Fame.
He is?
Well, he's not in yet.
Oh.
He is. He's going to be inducted, though. Or
John,
he's a nominee.
Trivia.
What?
Trivia guy.
Yes.
For Cooperstown?
Yep. Well, there's a Mascot Hall of Fame.
It's not Cooper's.
And he has been nominated for the Mascot Hall of Fame.
Quick question. Do you know, John, when Fred Bird became the mascot of the Cardinals?
So you got to go back to the chicken. And the San Diego Chicken. Yeah, that mm-hmm. was the original mascot. It would have emerged in the 70s. I'm going to guess that Fred Bird became the official mascot of the Cardinals. This would be an educated guess. I'm going to say 1979.
I believe that's right.
You're really? Exactly you correct. Yeah. 1979.
He's right.
I thought Fred Bird the Red Bird's been around forever.
That's what I thought, too.
That's what I thought, but who are the chickens?
Can we just take a moment and recognize the unbelievable amount of knowledge that this
that was really. So that really was a guess.
Tell you what. You know, you got your date night tonight. You're really feeling yourself.
I am. I happen to be my own biggest fan.
Last mascot note, because I guess the Wienermobile is somewhat of a mascot.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
It's nominated for the mascot Hall of Fame.
No, but there are six Wienermobiles, and all six Wieners are going to be at the Indy 500 racing.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh. Now, I've seen the Wienermobile up close.
Oh, so have I, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think you just had
it's like
three
built
M's.
On top of like an El Camino or something. It's not a big fancy. You would think it would be far more fancy than it is.
Well.
Right?
It's a hot dog.
I think it looks pretty fancy.
Yeah, but it's.
I bet it's nice inside.
Is the Wienermobile a hot dog, or is it supposed to be the little smoky wiener?
No, it's the hot dog.
It's a hot dog. In fact, I think there's a bun around.
There's a bun.
It.
It's got a bun. That was like the guy that was the Coney Island king of Detroit.
Not inside a bun?
Greek guy. He owned all the Coney Islands in Detroit, and when he died, they buried him in a coffin that looked like a bun. And the people would come by and throw ketchup.
They did not.
Who was this?
They did not.
He was the Coney King of Detroit.
Such a liar. John Hancock, Michael Kelly with us. We've accomplished nothing in the first 47
you know
minutes.
Steve's out of the country. It's not our fault.
Yeah, who cares? It's Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. We're here for the fun. John Hancock, Michael Kelly, Amy Marks-Kors, Chris Ranji. It's a great Friday morning, I think. It's nice out. It's going to be like 70 today. Uh-huh. It's going to be a great night for a ball game. I would highly recommend getting out to Busch Stadium tonight.
Who's pitching tonight?
Mikolas.
It is Miles Mikolas. You're right. Miles Mikolas.
A Greek guy. That's fitting.
Greek Fest is
going
on.
Yeah, Greek Fest this weekend, and Miles Mikolas on the mound.
Are you going down to the ball game, Ranj?
I'm thinking about it.
You know, Ranj was just a... two levels above us the other day when we were hanging out with Wheeler and Glover.
Is that right?
Yeah, we couldn't get into the area he's in because it was restricted VIP, etc. But he could have come down and said hello.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
You know what? I didn't know.
You didn't want to walk away from the free food and drink, did you?
No.
Well, what's funny is I was not invited to the game, but Matt Pajeski and I walked into the office after the show was over, and I was like, oh, why does it smell like sunscreen? And he's like, it does smell like sunscreen. And then I made a joke about Wheeler going to the game, and lo and behold, he did go to the game. It was Wheeler. He had put on so much sunscreen,
That freckly fella, he's got to...
It left a mist.
He's got to protect himself.
He sat next to me at the game.
That's a lot of sunscreen.
You and Wheels?
Yeah, me and Wheels.
We had
a delightful conversation.
Did you?
Did you get to talk?
Baseball. Yeah, I got to talk. Mm-hmm. smart guy, Wheeler. I mean, he knows.
Oh, he's a great baseball guy.
Yes, he's a great baseball guy.
He knows stuff, too.
Yeah. No,
I wish I had just 10% of the authoritative confidence that comes from Kevin's statements. Because, he's just one of those people, just stop it. You know, you're addicted to that? Well, stop it. And he can do that.
He's a walking dead end. Everything he says is just like a dead end. There's nowhere to go. You can't counter anything he says.
No, because
why does he always find somewhere
about?
To go with it? Because he just keeps going.
I like the guy. I mean, I'm just...
we love the guy,
like
too.
No, I do like the guy.
We all like him.
Oh, okay, good.
No, but he is also very... Of course we love him. But, I mean, the man has got... Listen to him today on the Glover Show.
I will.
When he says something, you're just... Amy says, you're just like...
You go. You say like this, like,
right.
What would you do if you had $1 million? First of all, no one would ever give me $1 million. Well, that's not the point.
So...
Yes.
What did we accomplish today?
We have talked a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I would like to say this.
Yes.
On a serious note, yeah. Amy and I have covered this a little bit over the last week after the tornado hit.
Right.
How nice it is, and there's still time, I guess, for politics to work its way in, but it's really nice to see people who are Democrats and Republicans who are just working together in this tornado.
Yeah.
And then complimenting each other.
Yeah.
Governor Kehoe and Josh Hawley and Kara Spencer, they've all been complimenting one another. And yep. Wesley Bell. This is a really nice change of pace. I hate that a disaster had to happen in order for this to come out.
Well, and it's how it should work, right?
Of course.
Particularly in a disaster. So you're right. It is refreshing, and it's been fun to observe, and hopefully it will continue, because this problem, and if you've seen it up close at all, we're going to be dealing with it for months and months and months.
Oh, months and months, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
That's is the thing, and we'll have to keep reiterating that. That you kind of, if you're not in the middle of it and you don't see it every day, you just sort of push it to the side.
Right.
But we can't do that.
I have a family member whose house is such that she will be displaced for almost 3 months, four months, while they try to put a roof back on it, et cetera.
And there are people who are far worse who lost all
of course.
It. And didn't have insurance.
Exactly. I mean, that's not her case.
It.
But, I mean, still, I mean, it, just in my own world, that's
right.
What she's had to go to find someplace to stay now and blah, blah, blah.
I'll bet there is nobody in this town that doesn't know somebody who had real damage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like you said, there's different levels, right, of destruction, because obviously Forest Park is different than people who lost their homes and lost everything. But it is a visual reminder of what went through. And, I mean, even today I'm just surrounded by the destruction, and it's kind of shocking to see so many power lines down, like power lines
still,
everywhere, driving as they open up different roads. You know, roads are closed, opened randomly as they clean it up. It's shocking the level of destruction.
KMOX.com/Red Cross. We are still raising money, and we will continue to do so in the relief effort. We're over $180,000 right now. So the minimum is $10. You can donate whatever you want. If you can only do 10, great. 10 is 10, right? We'll take it. KMOX.com/Red Cross. John Hancock, Michael, John, enjoy your date night.
Thanks, buddy.
Let us know how it goes. I expect a text message at 12:01.
All right, we'll see.
Michael Kelly, we'll see you. Scott Jagow comes up next. Three good things. Roaming St. Louis next on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.